Hello, this is Dale Connolly from The Morning Show with our weekly podcast, and this time it's a bit of a departure because The Morning Show is ending. We're having a big final broadcast at the Fitzgerald Theater. Next week on the podcast, you'll get a sampling of that last show, and this time, excerpts from some of the interviews Jim, Ed, and I did with our Minnesota Public Radio colleagues as we became news for just the briefest of moments. So our 15 minutes of fame begins now. Stay with us.
I'm Kathy Werzer, and it's Morning Edition on Minnesota Public Radio News. At about this time in the morning, thousands of listeners around the region tune in to start their day gently with two guys who've spent their career doing one of the most difficult jobs in radio. At about 4 o'clock each morning, for the past 25 years, Dale Connolly and his sidekick, Tom Keith, also known as Jim Ed Poole, arrive at Minnesota Public Radio to begin preparations for their long-running morning show. Tomorrow is their last day on the air. Tom's retiring, Dale's going on to another project here at Minnesota Public Radio, and a morning staple for many people will ride off into the broadcast sunset, or is that, I don't know, sunrise. I guess it's sunrise. Mm-hmm. Dale and Tom have graciously agreed to come down to my studio to say goodbye and to talk about their show. Nice to see you guys.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Nice to see you. We're so close and yet so far.
I know. The only time I see you is when I go upstairs to get another can of Diet Mountain Dew.
That's right.
And I wait.
Yeah.
It's not good, actually. Uh-huh. There are broadcasters, guys, who'd kill for your longevity on the air. And I'm wondering, what ingredients do you two think have made you so successful? What's the secret, Dale?
The secret to our success has been a group of intensely committed, I would almost say ferocious listeners who enjoy what we're doing. It's not a big group, but they understand the whole thing about public radio, and they've supported us consistently over the years, and that has really been our salvation.
And parents who have forced their children to listen to the morning
show. That is the other part.
Because we've gotten so many letters from people who have said that their parents forced them to listen, and that over time they became big fans, and now their kids are listening, which tells you how long we've been doing it.
Right. We broadcast to suffering children.
Yeah.
But they remember you too. And you are memorable because I love your, I said gentle, that people begin their day in a gentle manner. You're so gracious and you're funny. And well, I enjoy that.
Some people have written in to say the reason they like the show is because we sound just as tired as they feel.
See?
Yeah.
So,
and
they can
that's
see
true.
Us all right now. It's
true.
It
was
it's
the first true. Reality show.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know, people always ask me if I have memorable moments here at Morning Edition, and frankly, I can't remember what I did last week.
No,
so I'm not going to ask you exactly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we
thank
have
you,
no
Kathy.
Memorable
yeah,
moments.
Yeah.
It's a sleep deprivation at work.
I think so. Yeah.
That leads me to this question in terms of memorable music, actually, because you do play some excellent music, and I think that's also what makes your show go round. Would you agree with that, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we also play some horrible music, and that makes our show go round as well. People hear things that they won't hear or anywhere else on our program, and there are a number of reasons for that. But
name one.
Well, back in 1927, there was a singing cowboy named Arthur Miles who appeared out of nowhere, sang one song. He recorded one song, and then he vanished. But the odd thing about it is what he's doing. He's not just yodeling like a cowboy singer typically would in 1927. He is doing something that we now recognize as Tuvan throat singing. How he figured it out, where he got it, why he did it, nobody knows. But let's listen to this little excerpt from Arthur Miles' recording of The Lonely Cowboy.
Telling stories, and some were singing songs, and some were smoking cigarettes, while the hours rolled along.
That.
He's humming low, and there's another note that appears up above. It's the note inside the note. So he's singing two at the same time. Where did he get that? We have no idea.
Where'd you find this?
Well, it's just, we don't know. It was in a collection in our library. We stumbled across it and thought, wow, this is weird. And a few other people know about it, but, you know, we put that on the air right away. Other stations, they'd have to have a meeting to figure out whether or not that had any appeal. We didn't care. You know, so one or two listeners responded to it, and that was good enough for us.
So how do you two manage to get together and talk about the music?
We
don't. Say, hey, I found this great song?
I think that was the beauty of, and still is, the beauty of the morning show for one more day, is that we don't talk about the music. Dale has a different taste. I have different tastes. And that's why there's such a wonderful variety, I think, of music on the morning show.
Well, what is your taste, Tom Keith, if I may ask?
There's so much music on that we like. And to pick one, okay, I have to pick one, right?
Yes, you do.
I like Mexican music, just
because
I like Mexican food, too,
yeah.
And the color and the excitement
the vibrancy
of Mexico. Oh, yeah, exactly. And Flaco Jimenez is always he does some great waltzes. We'll listen to, can we listen to one?
Sure.
Here's one called Victoria.
Around here, Tom. I like that.
Whoa.
I like
Kathy,
that.
You're fun to dance with.
Thank you. I rarely get to dance here on Morning Edition.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for being my partner.
See, you can't help but dance or bob.
I like it.
Isn't that fun?
You know, when it comes to music, I got to ask you about a specific piece of music. What about the Bears?
This, I believe, was taken from...
It was Smokey.
Taken from a piece of writing by Dr. Seuss. I think it was set to music. The whole idea of a person waltzing with a group of bears turned into a song, and it became, to the extent that we've ever had such a thing, a runaway hit on the morning show. And it is absolutely so precious and sweet that hipsters shrivel up when they touch it. But we've had a great time with it, and it's called Waltzing with Bears.
Goes wah 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 waltzing with bears, raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too, and there's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah 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 waltzing, he can go waltzing, go waltzing with bears.
I have to tell you too, I've never seen my staff swaying in the control room.
I know. You know, you really have to just go with it on a song like this. It's fun, and that's the whole idea. Music is supposed to be fun, and we've been trying to do that for 25 years.
You two are very interesting individuals, just because I've had the great good fortune of working with you for so many years. But what's the key, in your minds, to a good long-term relationship, working relationship?
Distance?
Yes. Yeah, separation.
Is that why your desk is across the room?
That's right, yes. You have us sitting closer than we're used to, and I feel a little tense
right
now. Okay.
I'm just struggling to make it through here, but we'll be all right.
Well, it's your aftershave. It's kind of overwhelming.
When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay and spreads a blanket of light to herd the stars from the night, we'll hit the old corral with a cowboy yell. When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay, you can hear them buckskins stomping around. The boss is happy to know the gang is raring to go. You'll hear the hoofbeats pound on the frosty ground. When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay,
it's early morning on the
road. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Midday on Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Gary Eichen. Those are the Sons of the Pioneers, and this hour we mark the end of an era, or at least the end of a terrific run on the radio. Dale Conley and Jim Ed Poole, who some claim is actually Tom Keith. Tomorrow, Dale and Jim Ed are wrapping up over 25 years as hosts of the morning show on Minnesota Public Radio's music stations. It's been a great way for people to start their day all these years. Harmonies from the Sons of the Pioneers, showstoppers from Ethel Merman, large doses of friendly humor. So 25 years, congratulations, especially getting up so early in the morning. I mean, all kidding aside, that is a heck of a run at a heck of a time of the day. It's just back-breaking, is it not?
Well, my experience is that it's not difficult to get up early in the morning. I get up at about 3, and I find that easy because
I've liked what I've been doing. The difficult part is staying awake at 1 in the afternoon. That's where it really, that's the killer right there.
And but, in the summertime, it was, you go to bed, I go to bed at 7, and, you know, daylight savings, the sun is still up, kids are all playing, they're cutting the grass.
Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, I yell out the window, you know what time it is? It's 7 o'clock. People are trying to sleep.
He was a retired guy before he became a retired guy.
Yeah. What a good practice.
Star Tribune, front page story today, gentlemen. Very, very impressive. Although I must say, I never thought that I would see a story about you guys with the word dude in it.
Yeah.
Sure, it wasn't dud? Yeah. I thought that was dud.
I'm quite angry with Governor Blagojevich for stealing the headline. That was my aim, and he got there first.
So are you wrapping things up only, Jim, because you're retiring? Is that how did this come to be?
Well, I decided that I had had it.
I couldn't take Dale anymore.
Yeah, I decided, well, you know, the market's way up.
Yeah,
I think it's right. Time to retire and take advantage of it. So I announced that, and it's like a snowball. You can't stop it once it goes downhill, and the market went right with it.
So. Yeah, that's right. I think Jim Ed said in about the end of May, that he'd wanted, that he was going to retire. He actually had been talking to Mike Pangra, our producer, and to me about it for 15 years or so, that he wanted to retire.
What do you think,
but then, you know, about a year and a half ago, he said, no, I think I'm really going to do it. And we said, okay, well, you know, whatever you want, just let us know when you're going to make the announcement so we can be prepared. And he made the announcement, and then everything went in the tank, you know, the whole summer unfolded and fall the way it did. You know, Jim Ed did make a late offer to stay on part-time.
Yeah.
But I think the decision had already been made. Things had been set in motion. He was going to retire eventually anyway, if not right now, then within the next few years.
I guess the decision is like turning a big ship around.
Once
you've got the momentum,
change.
You can't.
Must continue.
We can't change it. We've had meetings.
Must continue. And so, you know, we're going to go ahead with that. We're going to go ahead. And ultimately, this would happen anyway. And it's time to try something new for both of us.
And you are doing something altogether different, doing a program on the internet and the HD radio. And
right. Yes, we're calling it Radio Heartland, and it's really a response to what we've been hearing from the listeners since the announcement was made that the morning show would end. We received many, many, many messages and emails from people saying, I love the kind of programming that you do, and I understand that people, their lives change and they come and go, but why can't you continue to provide this style of programming? And so Radio Heartland is going to be just that, and it will be available online 24 hours a day, which is something we've never had before with the morning show. It's always been just a few hours in the morning. We're going to expand it and offer it online and through digital radio in the Twin Cities area, which is a new development that people are just finding out about.
And then you have a blog, too.
And I'm going to have a blog.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Tom, Jim Ed, I'm sorry, this fellow Tom yeah. Keith, is he doing, he's going to continue to do the sound effects on the Keeler show, right?
Yes, he is, and I still will drive for him.
Uh-huh.
He's not a much of a tipper, but, you know, I'm looking for part-time work, so I'll keep doing that. Yeah, Tom Keith will still be doing sound effects as far as long as the show keeps going.
And Jim Ed will be doing?
I'll be in my wood shop. Making lawn ornaments, in case you want one of those, you know, the old people bending over for
yard
your yard.
Bets,
let
yard
me know, Gary, and I'll make one for you as big as you want.
Get that order in now.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to be swamped.
Jim Ed, Dale Conley here in studio to talk about their marvelous career as morning show hosts coming to an end now. Again, love to have you join our conversation at 651-227-6000 or 1-800-242-2828. Online address, minnesotapublicradio.org. Before we get to listener questions, though, Dale, you've prepared a few. One of the hallmarks of the program, just a continuing wonderful comedy bits, if you will.
Well, they're not all wonderful. But that's,
some are,
but that's the nature of comedy. You know, you go with what you've got at the moment and let the chips fall where they may. We have had a series of characters who have come and gone from the show. And the great thing about working with Jim Ed is he's so versatile as an actor. He can take on just about any personality you ask him. to do. So he's been my muse. I have thought about a character, and I simply put it in front of him, and he makes it come alive. And one of our regulars is Bubby Spamden. So joining us live from the halls of Wendell Willkie High School, perennial sophomore, Bubby Spamden. Good afternoon, Bubby.
Yeah, it's so late. I'm like, you know, falling asleep, and you know, I got a math class coming up here.
Which class are you going to?
I don't know. Okay. Some kind of algebra, I think.
Shouldn't you know the sort of math you're studying?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's kind of with numbers.
Yeah,
I know that.
Right.
Hey, Gloria, did you do your math homework?
Bubby.
I found a fourth grader to do mine. She lives right next door to
Bubby.
Me.
Bubby.
I used email to go to Hong Kong where they did it before really fast, but now the little kids in my neighborhood are almost as good. It's just incredible,
Bubby.
Really. What?
Bubby, shouldn't
I'm
you be doing...
to Gloria.
I know. Shouldn't you be doing your own homework so you can get a job someday?
Well, what economy are you talking about where I could get a job someday? Well,
but knowing more can only help you.
Well, I'd like to be a car czar.
Well, I know.
I'm hoping there'll be a lot of really neat-sounding political jobs, you know, coming up in the next few years, the kind of job you don't need to know algebra for. You just need to be tight with the right people.
Well, we don't even know if there's going to be a car czar, Bubby.
Oh, okay. What about a pizza prince?
No, there's not a plan to create a...
Well, then I'd settle for a lord of skateboards, because I like them, too, in the U.S. skateboard industry. Like, you know, too cool to be allowed to fail, in my opinion.
Right, but there's been no bailout for the skateboarding industry.
How about
as far
Emperor
as we...
of the Wheels? Every wheeled thing would be under my control.
Well,
Gloria's grandmother's wheelchair, which would be cool, because then Gloria would pay some attention to me, finally.
Well, I don't think that that's it. Well, there's your bell.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Do you need your fancy degree to tell me
Look,
that?
I'm telling you, I don't think there will ever be an Emperor of the Wheels job in the U.S.
Never
government.
Never say never.
Well, I wouldn't go to someone who doesn't know algebra for a job
I'll
like that.
Okay, I'll hire a fourth grader to help me, then bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bubby Spamden, live from Wendell Willkie High School.
Tomorrow morning show, kind of a graduation day for Bubby.
Yeah, Bubby will never graduate. We've already determined that. He's been a sophomore for 20 years at least.
He's good at it.
He is the poster boy for the campaign against social promotion.
How long does it take you to put together a deal like that?
What does it sound like to you, how long it takes?
Yeah, I'd really like to know. What do you think went into that?
A lot of work.
A lot of work? Well, I looked at the newspaper, and I listened to Minnesota Public Radio, so I heard the report about the fourth graders and the car czar. And I probably spent an hour writing that, and then I just showed it to Jim Ed, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
And we've never read it before.
Wow.
Together. But, you know, that's just habit. Habit. The nice thing about a little deal like that, you know, is that you create an environment with a sound effect in the background. You tell people what they're hearing, and then they'll hear it. So, you know, that wasn't really a school hallway, but if you say it's a school hallway, it'll sound like that. And the school bell is a great device because it ends the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's so difficult to find an ending sometimes, just tossing in a bell will take care of it.
At first, I thought the car czar was the president of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Dale had to explain that it wasn't something else.
You never know. He could wind
Hamid,
up being.
Hamid car czar.
Car czar, yeah.
He could wind up being the car czar after
Susan's
all.
On the line. Go ahead, Susan.
Good morning or afternoon now.
Good afternoon.
You can say morning to us. We respond to that.
I'm going to miss you so much. My kids grew up with you, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you did Mr. Science and then you had to change his name to Dr. Science?
Oh, wow.
Legally dispense over the radio opinion.
You have been around for a long time with our show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But remember this time when you guys were starting to play the Prairie Sun's Home song? That's like 20 years ago. And we're like brushing our teeth in the morning, and every morning you'd play it, and people started calling in and griping about it.
Uh-huh.
So you quit
do.
It for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like 15 years later, it's a standard Monday morning thing.
Right, but we only play it once a week because every day was too much for people.
Well, yeah, but no, you sneak it in there once in a while, too.
we do. We're trying to find that middle ground, you know. We're reaching across the aisle and trying to work with everybody.
Gail, you have another routine to share.
Well, sure. You know, we had a whole bunch of fake sponsors, which is a great long tradition in radio.
They were fake?
See, Jim Ed is just figuring it out. I was a big fan, I still am, of Bob and Ray from the old days of radio, and And Jeanette had the chance to meet Bob Elliott working with Prairie Home Companion.
And Ray Goulding.
And Ray Goulding, too.
Yeah,
and so, you know, they're heroes, and they did this sort of thing, too. And so naturally, you know, you try to copy your heroes. And it also gave us a chance to talk about what was going on in the world and in the news without being quite so forthright and coming out and saying, here's this I believe, you know, here's my commentary. So instead we'd do things like this. We'd say, the section of our show is supported by Spendy Popper, the drug company, presenting Perplex, the petite paisley prescription pill that puts politics in perspective.
I was sitting in front of the TV and the people on there were ranting about how our lawmakers don't get anything done. But then I turned on the radio and people there were saying our lawmakers do too much. So I went online and it said there that our lawmakers are an invasion force from outer space. So I went to see my doctor.
Well, you're having a news source indigestion. You're consuming information that has conflicting spin, and that churns you up inside. We call that blog rot.
I used to be able to take in any kind of news, you know, all different kinds, really, all at once.
Well, you're older now, and there's a lot more news, so you need Perplex. Perplex is going to help you reconcile the unsettling counterflow of mutually opposed statistics and purported facts and the overabundance of outright innuendo.
In your endo?
No, innuendo.
How does Perplex
go
in?
It's a pill. It goes in your mouth. Don't worry.
Oh. Gave me a scare from
hypersensitivity is not good with early blog rot. I want you to take a Perplex when you switch news sources.
Well, what if I just stay at stupididiots.com?
Well, feeding on a single news source can make you pompous and inflexible and a little snotty, so don't do that.
Gee, can I get a fifth opinion?
Be my guest to get all the opinions you want, but it's going to make you queasy.
I did feel queasy, but checking around confirmed what my doctor said.
I told you, you stupid idiot.
When you overindulge on opposing points of view, you could get blog rot. Pop a Perplex to help you digest the details and handle the spin.
Perplex, a petite paisley prescription pill that puts politics in perspective from Spendy Popper, the drug company. You know, I think people knew that wasn't real. No one ever came to us looking for them.
That was fake?
Yes. Again, most people knew.
Patrick wants to know, what are your least favorite most requested songs that, thank God, you no longer will have to play. Mm-hmm. Now it's time. You can mm-hmm. Tell all, gentlemen.
Well, I suppose it was least favorite. I would have talked whatever requester into playing something else.
You're bobbing and weaving here.
I'd say anything that you play a lot as a disc jockey, you begin to get tired of, even, you know, fantastic music. I've probably heard Waltzing with Bears enough. Yeah. But you understand that it's not just for you that you're doing it. It's for the people who are listening who haven't been through all of the plays that you have. And so I'm perfectly happy to go along with those requests when they come in, even if it's something I don't care for.
And I guess for me it would be Little Potato, although I did see it used on a commercial on TV.
And once it appeared on TV, Jim Ed was interested again.
Yeah.
Maggie, go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm so glad that I get to say my thanks on the radio because I tried to write a letter and never got around to finishing it. I want to thank you guys for 25 years worth of music that has just been so fun. Part of the beauty is never knowing what's going to come next. And I've been thinking maybe I could collect all the songs you've played all these years and just have my own collection. But the problem is I would know what I was going to play, and that's no fun.
Yeah.
The fun was never knowing what you would put on, Ethel Merman or Marlene Dietrich or whoever. And my friends and I over the years have been among those who picketed when they threatened to cancel your show, and we would talk to each other after the show and say, did you hear it this morning? I mean, we were great fans. One of my favorite moments was a guy who came to the studio who said everything twice because it was honoring the anniversary of the photocopier. And I wondered if you remembered him.
You remember the photocopy man?
No, that sounds like a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
You say we did that?
Yeah. You wrote it even.
I very well may have.
Yeah, I don't remember
Thanks
that one.
Thanks for
I
checking
very well
in,
may
Maggie.
I don't remember that one.
I very well may have.
Bow would not be complete without a little piracy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right, well, one of our most popular characters is Captain Billy, who fits every pirate stereotype there ever was. And we always seem to do well when we go out to sea, far out to sea, Captain Billy, the crew of the Muskellunk, and And Captain, I know you're interested in how pirates are represented these days.
In my opinion, these pirates and there's pirates, you know. Ain't that right, boys? Now, me boys, of course, is the real thing there. These other troublemakers you hear about is in the news. Yeah. These hoodlums and nothing more.
Well, what's the difference between a pirate and a hoodlum, Captain?
What's the difference, boys? Yes, and the real pirates is handsome wheezes. Well, those real pirates has style.
Big legs and eye patches, Captain.
Aye, real pirates has eye patches, even when they don't need them. And artificial appendages galore, you know, wooden legs, hooks for hands, artificial knees and hips on some of us.
Happy little parrots.
And someone has smelly little loudmouth parrots.
Puppy parrots.
Oh, no, I love the loudmouth ones, but I don't love them actually, but each to his own, I says.
So, Captain, what harm is done if someone you describe as a hoodlum passes himself off as a pirate?
Anytime anybody does a pirate-like activity and they ain't a real pirate, well, that hurts our brand. It does.
And what sort of pirate-like activity are you talking about specifically?
You know, taking something what ain't yours and holding it for ransom in order to get the best price. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they have taken quite a few vessels hostage off the coast of Somalia. I think the most recent count.
Somalia.
Is
no, I ain't talking about Somalia. I'm talking about Springfield, Illinois. Oh. Ain't that right, boys? You know, holding a seat hostage and selling it to the highest bidder? I mean, what is that? When we real buccaneers does a kidnap and a fundraiser, we takes an actual living person, not a seat.
Well, I think what you're talking about is the governor of Illinois. Here.
Just another make-believe pirate as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But Blackbeard is a far better pirate name than the one he's using.
Right, but of course, you know, he's only accused of a crime at this point.
And so is we only accused all these years.
Right.
International fugitives from justice and innocent of every charge. Is that right, boys?
Joining us from far out at sea.
Please is so woefully misunderstood.
Captain Billy and the crew of the Muskellung, and we thank them for stopping by. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, you know, it doesn't take very much. Just a little splashy sound and a guy with an accordion and some other guys roiling, and you've got a whole world there.
It's hard to read that through one eye, though.
Yeah, yes, it is. You've done a beautiful job.
Thank you.
And that's this week's Morning Show podcast. Thanks to Kathy Werzer, Julie Seipel, Steve Griffith, Gary Eichten, Sarah Meyer, and Randy Johnson for inviting us to appear on their programs. Our producer is Mike Pengra, our online producer, Michael Wells. And, of course, you're the listener. Thank you for that. Next week, the final show, the final podcast. And then you can find me online at our new music service, Radio Heartland, at radioheartland.org. You can also hear Radio Heartland through HD Radio in the Twin Cities at 91.1 FM HD2. There will be one last podcast for you in 1 week. See you then.